Connie Beard is also 1 year into her new job as chair of the McLean County Republican Party. GLT's Ryan Denham spoke with Beard about what she has learned about the county's political makeup and her own party over the past year.
I think we are resolved, engaged, and excited about bringing more people under the Republican tent. We are seeing continued interest in people that have never even thought about the Republicans before knocking on our door. And we open it wide and say, come on in and let us share with you our vision of hope and prosperity for our county.
So what have been some of your biggest priorities over the past year?
I think ground game and trying to actually introduce people to how they can be involved with the Republican Party. We recruiting everything from precinct committeemen to volunteers to candidates, all of that, working with the people. That was really a focus for me. Of course, layering on to that our political message, our fundraising efforts, and, of course, the bottom line being getting Republican candidates into office.
And I want to talk more about the candidate recruitment here in a minute. What do you think has been the biggest challenge for you stepping into this role now that you've been here a year?
Well, I think, and I never would have thought that it would have been that big of a deal, but I'm finding that sometimes people seeing me as the first woman chair kind of approach me maybe with a little, with I guess tender gloves, I suppose, is an expression. And although that's sweet and nice, I'm not afraid of having some engaging conversations and holding the line where we need to hold it. I think breaking the preconceived idea that Republicans somehow or other are labeled in a specific stereotype box has been challenging because that is a lot apparently been well ingrained in a lot of people that they want to label and put Republicans in a box that is not an accurate description or an accurate place. So I've worked hard at trying to break that out of that box and letting Republicans be known for who they really are, what our principles are for the individual and for our community. And I'm hoping that we've made great strides in that. I'm seeing signs that people, as I mentioned earlier, that people are coming to us that would never have thought about coming to us before, but their disenchantment with the Democratic Party and other options, they're coming to us and wanting to know more.
Well, you and your counterpart in the McLean County Democratic Party, Eric Rankin, you both took over about the same time. It would have been spring of last year, which put you in charge for the 2018 election. There were a lot of like hotly contested races, county clerk, county board, congressional races, state house races. So what did you learn about the county and where it is politically through the 2018 election cycle?
It was revealing that the controlling power of the Democratic Party was different than what I have, after nearly 30 years of being in this county, had experienced. The kind of rancor and aggressive, negative attitude that came across was somewhat surprising to me. We have not experienced that. We were seeing it on a national level. We were seeing it in Chicago, but we weren't seeing it here at McLean County. So I admit, as I stepped into the role of chairman back in a year ago in April, I was anticipating having a more civil approach and congenial approach to having a loyal opposition and dealing with the kinds of things that are normally taken care of in an election cycle. And when these other elements started popping in, it was a challenge to try to determine the best way to approach that. We were not going to engage in the same kind of activities, but we wanted to make sure we were standing the ground and saying we're not going to be bullied by it either. And so we developed, I think, a very successful approach to it. Were we 100% successful? No, obviously. We did have two seats taken by the Democrat Party. Those two seats on the county board. Those two seats happen to be have from time to time historically swung back and forth between Republican and Democrat. It wasn't any new ground that was broken, but it was very expensive, I think, on the part of the Democratic Party to gain just those two county board seats, and that's all in our county we gave them. It was disappointing statewide, and it's still disappointing statewide to see now we're beginning to have the revelation of what is truly going to be the agenda of this Democratic governor and his the rest of the Klan there in Springfield that they're planned to foist onto the voters of the state.
Yeah, and at the county level, yeah, you held the county clerk's position. Kathy Michael defeated her Democratic challenger, Nikita Richards. State Representatives Dan Brady and Keith Summer, they both held their seats against Democratic challengers. But I think on the kind of sort of the structural side, Democrats are starting to kind of build out the party structure here locally a little bit. Looks like they have slightly more precinct committeeman positions filled than the Republican Party does, the sort of on-the-ground foot soldiers. Also have a bit of a fundraising advantage as of the March 31st quarterly report. Are those types of things concerning to you to see?
Oh, they're challenges. I wouldn't call them concerning. And I really love a good challenge. And we already are working at overcoming those challenges. Our goal in trying to place people in the precinct committeeman positions is not just to fill a spot, not just to put a name. We're really working to find precinct committeemen that are committed to fulfilling the goals of the Republican Party and working for them. And that's a little slower process. But I've been excited at the number of new precinct committeemen that have come on since my tenure. And we've already got the groundwork going to recruit more. We've got special teams working on just precinct committeemen. We have got a special team working just on fundraising efforts that are coming along. And we've got some great ones planned, some great strategy planned. I think that the fact that we were able to do more with our dollar than what was done by our counterpart party should testify to people that we are a party that considers a dollar to be spent well and managed well, and then that you can get quite an impact, quite a bang for your buck, so to speak, if you're doing it the right way. And so we believe we've always tried to do that, and we'll continue to try to do that. But the reality is that we live in a climate where people throw a lot of money at elections, and it does put one at somewhat of a disadvantage if you do not have the funds to compete. And that probably is one of our biggest messages to the people and voters of McLean County, that if you do not want to see the continued track record that's being laid by the Democrats in our state, then you need to get up and help support the Republican Party.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm here in studio with Connie Beard, the chair of the McLean County Republican Party. So, Connie, the April 2nd municipal election has come and gone. Another thing that happened in your first year as party chair. Four new aldermen were elected to the Bloomington City Council. Two new council members are coming to Normal. And yes, the elections are ostensibly nonpartisan. The roles are nonpartisan. It's not like county board where you have a D or an R or an L next to your name. They're nonpartisan. However, there's obviously some partisanship that kind of comes into play. What were some of your takeaways after the April 2nd election?
Well, to be honest, I do think it's rather disingenuous to say that these municipal elections are nonpartisan. In reality, people serve in their elected position based on their political view, based on their perception of how government should serve the people. And that is framed so much by the political party they align themselves with. So to somehow or other say that a municipal election divorces itself from that, I think is disingenuous. I think you have to be honest, as you were saying, the reality is that party politics does influence a person serving in an elected office. So one of the things that I'm hoping to do is, and one of the things we did do, was to try to have a positive impact on those municipal elections. As you, I think, know that we hosted two different forums where I invited all of the candidates. We have one for Bloomington and one for Normal. And it didn't matter what party if they voted for in their regular voting record. I wanted people to hear all of them at the same time, side by side, and have a chance for people in attendance to ask questions.
Well, as someone who's had conversations, I'm sure, with people who are thinking about running and they're on the fence and they're debating it, what are some of the things that prevent people from running for office? What are those things that they're concerned about, not sure about? Well, what keeps them from going to that side of the fence?
There are two or three factors, I believe. One is finances. They're perceiving that an election takes money. And if they are coming from either a fixed income, a middle income environment, then they have real doubts about how do we do this. That's one of the areas that we're working to try to help equip candidates and help them understand that process. But I think secondly, it's the environment that the political arena has turned into. So often, even in our county level, our municipal level, it gets to be ugly. And so that tenor, that attitude tends to turn people away, and people that would normally be willing to consider serving. So I think trying to provide an environment that protects as well as equips candidates so they can understand how to stand up to the kind of onslaught that comes when you step into the ring. So finances and the tenor of our campaigns and equipping them to work. And I think just the downright mechanics of it. You know, just understanding, how do you do this? How do you start being involved? How do you run a campaign? What all is involved in making decisions about advertising, about policy, about making myself out into the public? So I think we all know that one of the number one fears people have is standing up and talking in front of people. And so that is one we have to we have to address. We have to be able to really, because people have great ideas, but they get hesitant about expressing those ideas because of a lot of different fears. So helping candidates overcome those fears so that they can better express themselves and better present themselves to the public is, I think, a key component of what we want to train and provide and help our candidates do.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm here with Connie Beard, chair of the McLean County Republican Party. And now on to something a little bit different. We want to talk about this Distinguished Service Medal that the Presidential Service Center gives out to people. You are on the hunt now for nominations, looking for sort of community servants who could be a potential recipient of the Distinguished Service Medal. What can you tell us about that?
The Distinguished Service Medal represents very well the spirit of the Republican Party, because we do believe that answers and solutions lie in the individuals and the volunteers and the people who are coming up with solutions to problems they see in their own community, in their own neighborhood, that government is not the answer. It all ties into our Lincoln-Reagan Day event that we're having on May 17th, that Friday night at Doubletree. Our special program is a White House chef, Marty Mangiello, who has a program he calls Inside the President's Cabinet. So he's going to be sharing. He served five presidents, the Bushes, the Clintons, Obama, and Trump. And so he has tales to tell about what it's like behind the scenes in the White House. Then when we learned that he is a member of the Presidential Service Center. And so as such, he is able to be a presenter of this award. He is part of the deciding body that reviews applications from around the nation for this particular award. So we have created this search and are trying to get the word out in as many ways as we can to our different organizations. We've been in contact with about 31 volunteer organizations in the county, and there's a formal nomination packet that has to be completed. All of that is on our website, McLean County Republicans.org.
And Connie, just to be clear, do you have to be a Republican to be nominated or to receive this medal?
Not at all. There is nothing in the nomination packet to refer to political parties at all. And we're not approaching it that way at all. Like, as I said, we just believe it does represent a Republican principle of good community service. So there's nothing political about this award, and we want people to not even, that's not a factor. And we will just are encouraging everyone to think about their community and who in their circle would be worthy of this award.
That's Connie Beard, chair of the McLean County Republican Party. Thanks for coming in, Connie.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Ryan Denham.
The McLean County Republican Party's Lincoln Reagan Dinner featuring White House chef Marty Mangiello is May 17th at the Doubletree Hotel and Conference Center.